Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 as in freedom. Let's go right to the phones. We've got David calling in from, looks like Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Right off the bat, gentlemen. Ian, and let me get it right.
You've already got it wrong.
Gosh darn it.
Ian is normally the first, is the sort of our first share host, but it's Mark tonight.
And Richie Rich.
Hey, Mark. And Rich.
That's me.
And Melanie.
Well, hey, busy Melanie. Typing away.
So what's on your mind, David?
I'm glad. Hey, listen, I'm Jackson County, Michigan,
yes.
Which is about 160,000 30 miles or so south of Lansing and about 90 from Detroit to the west. We've talked about this, I think, last week, and, of course, it's made national news. Of course, Governor Whitmer, our illustrious Governor Whitmer, her team, Dana Nessel, is the Attorney General of Michigan. Now, she's challenging Trump. They're sparring back and forth.
Dana
verbally.
Or Whitmer?
Dana Nessel specifically is, Whitmer did say, an article I read today, can't verify it for sure, but it was a reliable thing that she has to believe, paraphrasing, temper herself when she speaks about Trump publicly.
Well, and who doesn't? Very divisive.
Those who choose not to.
And she has the audacity. You know, we're going to need some federal dollars here, especially after the catastrophic flooding in Midland, Michigan.
And who's to blame for that?
Yeah, who is the weather? Who's to blame for the weather?
Like two dams broke, I think, right?
Where I come from, you can't blame Mother Nature. I think it's maintenance of the dams and the ownership of dams. Who's responsible? I guess there was a purchase agreement, I believe, in December or January of that series of dams that collapsed. Now who's responsible? The Detroit News covered it for sure. And, you know, that's compounding, and I always say the ripple effect.
So was that a private party purchase, or they just went to the feds?
It sounds like it. Certainly it wasn't the state.
Okay. Well,
would it go to the feds? Like, do feds own dams in states? Is that normal?
Who owns waterways?
I thought it would just be the state.
But
it depends on where you are.
Michigan.
But
it depends on where you are. It still depends on where you are.
I think Whitmer's going to have a difficult time prying Trump's fingers off of any extra federal dollars.
Yeah.
But it's the people of Jackson County that are going to pay for it, which, isn't so great. He'll probably, after a month or so of hemming and hawing and making a bunch of noise about it, release his grip on the funds and then be magnanimous about it, would be my guess. But
Maybe he'll attach those funds to like a endorsement of another Republican in Michigan, right?
I don't know whether I think Whitmer can win a re-election.
Well,
there you go. She's getting a lot of negative press.
Oh gosh, she is under so much scrutiny. Jackson, Michigan is the birthplace of the Republican Party. We have plaques. We have a park. And
it ain't the same Republican Party, I'll tell you that
diverse,
much.
It's very related to automobile parts and manufacturing.
Okay.
And the devastation from all this corona shutdown in her, I believe, her heavy lead-handed, very lead-handed policies, along with her attorney general, now sparring with Trump, yet they want the money. And it's very difficult to solve all the problems over the telephone, men. But thank you for taking my call, and I'll listen for your comments off the air.
Definitely bit the hand that feeds them if, you know, you're attacking Trump and then you need federal funding.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen it done like this before where the president's like, yeah, I don't know whether I'm going to hand out money to this state or that state. They don't make me very happy.
Well, it's always been like that. It's just usually not recorded and broadcast, that part of it.
Well, that's the fun you get with Trump, right? Everything is public and broadcast. If he's got something to say, it's going to be on Twitter regardless.
Look, it's usually like, hey, I'm going to make a phone call, not like... Hey, CNN, come see this.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, he's he's really managed to turn a lot of things around for himself, right? Like this COVID thing, obviously there's a lot of people that blame him for not acting quickly enough or whatever.
But now he can't be blamed for unemployment. Not that the president's in charge of that anyway, but...
Well, he was taking a lot of credit for employment, and... Now,
but now there's other people actively causing unemployment, like, on purpose.
I gotcha. I'm right. Just saying, this is the problem with being the president is that, you know, you're really not responsible for the economy, but you're responsible for the economy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's the way that is. I think that, you know, he's basically saying, trust me, 2021 is going to be awesome. And...
Maybe. I don't know.
But Wall Street seems to like him, but Wall Street isn't the economy.
Even with the Whitmer thing, right? Again, she's butting heads with President Trump, but also doubling down because all of a sudden Trump's saying, like, no, we got to reopen. It's time to get, you know, the economy back on track, right, leading up to the election.
Right.
And you have Whitmer and, you know, a vast majority of other democratically run states saying, nope, locking down even more.
Right, and...
Just to defy Trump.
Yeah, well, it's become a political football. You're absolutely
unfortunately.
Right. And obviously, there should be... you see, this is the difficulty with saying there should be. I think people should do what they want to do, and I think that a lot of people would have self-quarantined just on their own there for a while. But
the people that were scared of catching the virus or were immunocompromised.
I think very few people would have continued on just normal there at first.
Sure. Well, because at first they only said 2 weeks. Right. Well,
I think
stay
we're like,
for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I'll deal with your BS. You know, it's not worth. You know, it's not right. worth an insurrection for 2 weeks. But you know, the
two
further
weeks.
Along you go, the less true that becomes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
2 weeks became 2 months pretty quickly.
And there are places extending it through June.
I watched a socialist ugly cry today on a Zoom meeting because she's like, I am so lonely.
Aw.
And I mean, you know, imagine you had faith in these sorts of organizations that abound. Right? And you have every reason to have everybody has faith in the government except, you know, libertarians. And, you know, you're just trying to do the things that you do. You know, the government pays your paycheck and you're trying to be the good soul. And then, you know, like it's just taking this toll on your mental health, which obviously it will.
It's amazing that people still have faith at this point. Right? There's still people going like, nope, we have to wait until there's a cure. Right. Wait for the vaccines. Flatten the curve is like last week's news. Right. The curve has been flattened
last week,
last month,
last
whatever
month. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, but and the
we
people
can't
are still
go to work until nobody dies again.
Right. And these are just people that don't want to work. You know, that
maybe
prefer to get a check than work. But I'm sorry. Government checks aren't an economy.
Ooh.
Like, I'm going to say that again. Government checks are not an economy. Like, the economy is about producing things of value. A check isn't a thing of value.
If nobody goes to work, there's, like, they can write, I mean, there's, like, a billion Zimbabwe dollars on the wall right there.
Trillion.
You can,
I am a trillionaire.
You can write anything you want on a check, and they can direct deposit those digits into your account, but if everything's shut down, you can't do anything with it.
There's right. nothing left to buy.
Look, the grocery stores, the price of meat and price of food is going up, up, up. They've already, I mean, the highest increase in pricing has occurred in the last month.
Since like 1972 or something like that.
At some point or another.
Yeah. But, my personal index, meat has doubled in price.
Yeah. It's incredible. You know, I just went ahead and spent the money for ribeyes this weekend. I'm like, well, we're going to...
Because it's not that different anymore.
At least you're going to eat well.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is is on your mind? It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Give you the number here in a second. Want to tell you about Fork Fest. So, the best I can tell is Fork Fest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or Pork Fest. Fork is a fork of Pork Fest. I've basically joined forces in some sort of decentralized manner.
That's a very kind way to put it.
And what, like Forkfest has pulled Porkfest's fat out of the fire? And
just from listening to what's going on, the way that I would phrase it is Porkfest is no longer big enough to dominate the campground, and so they can't.
And this year it's likely to be even less so.
Right. So Forkfest is just saying, well, we're extending Forkfest because there's already going to be people on the campground. And since you don't have control over the entire campground, we're just extending Forkfest.
So you can go to forkfest.party or porkfest.com and begin looking at how long this thing, it's like 2 weeks from
June 22nd to July 5th, I believe.
Yeah, man, you're better at this than I am, because I certainly don't know.
I'm very interested.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. But it's at Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. This is has been one of the biggest liberty-oriented festivals in the world in the past, and we don't have any idea what's going on. At this point, best I can tell, you can attend parts of things with no ticket price at all. You have to rent a campground.
Yeah. But you can get on the campground without buying a ticket to Porkfest.
But ticket prices are cheap anyway, so sounds like it's going to be interesting.
And then if you want to attend the Porkfest events that are going to be taking place on the same campground, you may need a ticket to get into that. But anything outside of, you know, the Porkfest area is Porkfest.
Yes. So Porkfest.party. Let's go to James calling in from California about the coronavirus. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. So first things first, I think the virus, I really believe it was made by the government. I really feel like it was made by
On what do you base this?
Yes.
Well, think about it. It's like it was announced that it was in California like probably, I don't know, months, weeks before election. And it's like China did it, but then at the same time, America got it like way quicker, and then we've had like very little recovery here. So I just feel like the government.
What do you mean we've had very little recovery? Less than 0.3 or 0.03% of people have died. Most people are asymptomatic. I mean, do you think viruses care when the election are and like deliberately avoid U.S. elections?
No, but I do know the government cares, though.
Which government are we talking about? Is this the United States? The United States government produced coronavirus. Is that the claim?
Yes, but okay. I feel like they are also partners with China, trying to make this whole thing so that the president of the United States can get it, so that he can resign, and then someone else can come and take his place.
Why would Trump want care about why? I mean, he could just resign if he just wants to resign, right?
Yes, but I feel like the government is trying to get him out of the White House quicker so that we could get another new president in the White House instead of him.
They're only got 6 months to wait.
That then doesn't follow that they created this virus. I mean, honestly, if the U.S. government was going to create a virus to cause some kind of civil upheaval, it'd be, I don't know, like a lethal virus at least.
Or more lethal. And they wouldn't have done the lockdown as quickly. They would have, you know, the majority of people who got it are not working, right? Yeah. I mean, if you're a government, you like people that work because they pay taxes and do stuff for you.
Tax cattle.
The majority of people who have died were not working, so presumably it would have been better for the government and probably a drain on government coffers. It would have been better for the government to have not locked down. I don't know.
But old people vote Republican, Mark. So it's a Democratic ploy.
So it's the Democrats
eliminate the Republican voter base.
Is it Democrats or Republicans who released it, James?
Republican. I'm a Republican.
No. Who released the virus?
Probably the Democrats, because they really hate Trump.
So The Democrats, the party that was unwise enough to put up a crooked old pervert against a crooked old pervert, probably the worst person to run against Donald Trump of the whole bevy of people that were out there. They put him up. These wise souls, came up with this plan to poison, or to get us all sick, right?
Because they knew that that was the only way to defeat Trump.
Yes.
So
you don't need a virus for that.
Do you believe in
lockdown, which is kind of what happens?
Do you believe in viruses, James?
Well, actually, I was a heart transplant recipient, and I am I am very vulnerable to get the virus. So yes, I do believe viruses are real.
Okay, viruses are real. Excellent. If viruses are real, couldn't it be possible that an actual pandemic could occur?
Or this, which is much less than a pandemic.
Hmm. Well, now that you put it that way, yeah, I guess I could see it that way.
I mean, the Occam's razor says that, Occam's razor isn't always right. Like, there are real conspiracies out there. Now, everything, it can't possibly be a conspiracy. Nobody's that competent. But Occam's razor says that if there's a virus, that virus probably was produced you got to follow the evidence. And it looks like the virus could have come out of some kind of, thing in Wuhan or
that
whatever.
Shouldn't even be surprising. Because part of what scientists do who work with viruses, right, is they mutate them and they test them and they add stuff to test it. Like, it's science. What? So the fact that they were working on a virus shouldn't be surprising.
It's also entirely possible, like, even if it was released by a state, that doesn't mean it was necessarily malicious. It could have been malicious. It could have been naturally occurring in the environment, or it could have just been plain incompetence. I mean, the United States government, it was declassified in 2013. I think it happened in the 70s, dropped a nuke on North Carolina. And four of the five safeties failed.
Okay.
Now, had the fifth safety failed, people would be sitting there either thinking that China
not in North Carolina, though,
nuked us, or thinking that the U.S. government maliciously and intentionally nuked its own citizens.
It's a psyop.
They'd be wrong. It'd be just gross incompetence of the fact that you dropped a nuke by accident and four of the five safeties failed. That happens. I mean, that's just what they've released and declassified so far. The fact
well, we
that
know
some,
that the government of Philadelphia bombed one of their own
cities.
Well, that they did on purpose. But like the fact that some scientists dropped a Petri dish in a lab and just like swept it up and was like, "I'm going home," does not surprise me.
That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be surprising that scientists are working on a virus, and sometimes bad things happen when you're working with dangerous things.
Well, like I like to say, this wasn't the pandemic. This was the test for the pandemic. This is what it could have been like. So just remember, Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden declared he shouldn't have been so cavalier after he told a prominent black radio host on The Breakfast Club the following.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which was interpreted by many, presuming black Americans would automatically vote for him.
Biden said he would never take the African-American community for granted. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the Senate's sole black Republican, said he was shocked and surprised by Biden's remarks.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. If you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African-Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African-Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is?
This is USA Radio News. North Korean-run state media KCNA reported that Kim Jong-un attended a meeting of military leaders. Kim presided over the Workers' Party of Korea's Central Military Commission, discussing new policies for further increasing the nuclear war deterrence of the country. It's his first public appearance since May 1st. It's unclear why Kim had been out of the public eye for so long. Rumors surfaced about Kim's health when he was absent from a number of events back on April 15th. Hillary Clinton collected $2 million for Joe Biden's new joint fundraising committee, teaming up with the Democratic National Committee last week, an enormous one-night haul for the once cash-strapped campaign. Clinton raised the money during a Zoom fundraiser. It was more than any Biden surrogate has collected at any single event so far, according to campaign and party officials. Unlike at prior Biden campaign events, though, donors were allowed to give far more money because their checks were going to a new joint committee between Biden's campaign and the DNC. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Melanie, you brought up during the last segment that at one point in relatively recent history, the United States bombed itself.
Well, declassified.
It was declassified in 2013. It happened in 61.
1961. I want to find out more about this. It sounds important. First, I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So, news for those that like liberty is all collected in one location. So if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. I do get their daily dispatch. I do much of, it's part of my show prep regimen. And, I like those headlines.
Same here. It's in my feed reader.
Yeah, I think you'd like it too. Freedomsphoenix.com. Melanie?
Okay, so, and like, I'm gonna be like really honest about this. If this had actually detonated and the U.S. was like, oh no, it was an accident, we accidentally nuked North Carolina, I would not have believed that. But the point of that is kind of that.
Good thing that fifth failsafe was there.
That's the assumption that a lot of people, including myself, go to, but it's not always accurate. Governments are as incompetent as they are evil. So this is from The Guardian.
Apparently more so.
Like depends on the government, evil, I guess.
If you're not evil enough to nuke North Carolina, but you are incompetent enough to almost... incompetence wins.
A secret document published in declassified form for the first time by The Guardian today reveals that the U.S. Air Force came drastically close to detonating an atom bomb over North Carolina that would have been 260 times more powerful than the device that devastated Hiroshima.
Wow. 260 times more.
That was like one of the original nukes, so it was, you know, small compared to nukes.
Well, they did say it was an atom bomb, so, you know, not a nuclear, not, well, atom bombs are nuclear, anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
The document obtained by the investigative journalist Eric, he's just going to be Eric today, under the Freedom of Information Act, gives the first conclusive evidence that the U.S. was narrowly spared a disaster of monumental proportions when two Mark 39 hydrogen bombs were accidentally dropped over Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Goldsboro?
So not just one, two were dropped.
On January 23rd, 1961, the bombs fell to Earth after a B-52 bomber broke up in midair and one of the devices behaved precisely as a nuclear weapon was designed to behave in warfare. Its parachute opened, its trigger mechanisms engaged, and only one low-voltage switch prevented untold carnage. Each bomb carried a payload of 4 megatons, the equivalent of 4 million tons of TNT explosives. Had the device detonated, lethal fallout would have been deposited over Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and as far north as New York City, putting millions of lives at risk.
Yeah, this is just off of I-95, you know, Wayne County, if you know anything about North Carolina. I don't, but basically halfway from, you know, through North Carolina on I-95.
I'm kind of curious as how the bomber broke up in midair.
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, that's the problem, too. Please, so, like, there was not a war going on over North Carolina in 1961.
Right.
Planes aren't supposed to just break into pieces in midair. That's also a problem, United States military. What are you doing?
Yeah, and what were they doing with a nuclear weapon?
Flying over North Carolina?
Good question.
That part is...
Could be transferring from one base to
they
another.
They could.
Yeah.
That would be a good reason to be flying with a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
However, there's no evidence at this point that they had a good reason to be flying
Clearly
with a nuclear
weapon. Clearly, I'm speculating.
Right. I mean, you know, think of the most devastating piece of machinery that any human, just human being, regular citizen owns. You know, usually that are just toted around with them.
Usually they're going to be a car or a gun for most people, and like how careful you're supposed to be with those, and then this is a nuke.
Yeah. Just hovering over North Carolina, breaking apart airplanes.
So you said four fail-safes failed, and then one little switch is the only thing that kept.
Yeah, this one doesn't talk about how many fail-safes there were, but I've read in other sources that there was four. Four out of five failed.
And it was that little electrical switch that saved millions upon millions of lives.
Yeah, lots of lives. And I can, I can kind of see the position that, hey, had this actually happened, you'd never be able to convince me that this was.
I'd be like, no, they didn't like how North Carolina was going to vote, so they nuked North Carolina. That's what happened, and you would not be able to convince me otherwise. But the government is as incompetent as it is evil.
And the fact is that if you fly around with airplanes with nuclear weapons in them long enough, something will happen.
Well, that's why you have the five fail-safes, though.
I got it. You should have five fail-safes, but apparently four of the five didn't work.
To be fair, like, you do redundancy safety in just regular firearms, as you should, but if all but one of the redundancies was failing on a regular basis, we would add more redundancies.
Okay. Does it say that they were failing on a regular basis or that they all just happened to fail this one particular
time? No, just this time with these two nukes, as far as we know.
All right.
As has been declassified so far.
Well, I don't know. If it is possible to make a mistake, it will happen at some point.
Of course.
And so if it is possible to mistakenly drop a nuclear weapon and for the five fail-safes to not work, then at some point it will happen. And this is one of the reasons why we should be against governments possessing nuclear weapons. Now, I don't know exactly how that scenario works, right? Like, which governments just voluntarily give up their nuclear weapons first? Because although we all live under a state paradigm, states don't. They live in a world of anarchy, a world of might makes right, a world where essentially there are only three sovereign powers on the face of the earth.
Yeah, that's true of superpowers. I don't know if that's true for your smaller countries.
Right. Like, so England is a puppet state of the United States, whether they like to say it or not. It's the United States with the NHS. You know? Canada. I know that there are proud folks in Canada about their country, but without the United States, Canada's not much.
Well, but do they have to be? Right? Like, what more would Canada want to be on the world stage? Or what more?
Well, it's not even necessarily on the world stage. It's like if the U.S., Russia, or China calls you up and says, hey, guess what, tiny country, you're doing X. You're doing X.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, is that I'm talking about sovereignty. I'm not talking about, you know, by and large, you don't get to rule yourself or whatever. I'm talking about sovereignty, and sovereignty means you make your own decisions sort of in a vacuum. The United States, you know, they have to take other countries into consideration and what their reactions might be to whatever, but ultimately, they do what they want.
Okay.
China, they do what, take a look at what's going on in Hong Kong. They do what they want. If you don't know what's going on in Hong Kong, let me hip you to it. Within the last month, China has disappeared dozens of freedom activists in Hong Kong. Right now, tonight, or today, in the last 24 hours, there has been another conflict in Hong Kong between citizens and police, and China has passed new rules that basically are cracking down. Their goal is to turn Hong Kong into Shenzhen, essentially.
And this is another reason why I'm okay with the resistance and the pushback in the U.S. on the COVID front, right? Because you cannot give up any ground to the state when they're trying to take away freedoms and liberties,
yeah.
Because they will continue to infringe until you get to a situation like Hong Kong where it's way too far gone and too late to fight back.
Right.
What can you do?
You keep on bowing to the United States government and you're going to have an authoritarian government just like China. That's what it has to be. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the state.
So you can't give up any ground. And no matter what they're trying to do, you have to push forward.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
Rich.
And Melanie.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Want to tell you about Divvy. Divvy is a cryptocurrency, and they are working very hard for their next generation wallet. And they've actually got the beta they're working on right now. I hope to be one of the testers of the beta. And what I think is really interesting about Divvy is that they're trying to make it so that everybody can understand their cryptocurrency. Like the idea is to make it so simple grandma can use it. And you'll be able to, once they're done, exchange instantly, seamlessly and easily between Divvy and Bitcoin and crypto and government currencies right in your mobile app. You'll be able to withdraw directly to your bank account, no problem. They're going to be hooked up with, they are hooked up with Western Union. They'll be in 200 countries, including the United States, right off the bat. And you go find out more at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, DivvyProject.org. It's worth noting their multi-tiered one-click master nodes here where you can begin earning Divvy with, you know, making an investment. And then you begin earning more. And the percentages earned are, well, good enough that Free Talk Live's doing it. DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, DivvyProject.org. So I was talking about Hong Kong in the last segment, and this is something that terrifies me. I think you guys know I find China to be disturbing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's a little, whatever. It's your thing, man.
You can be both pro-freedom and you can recognize what the United States has done in the world, good and bad, and you can see an authoritarian state.
Yeah.
Just because all states are evil doesn't mean all states are equally evil.
I get that.
Or equally harmful, even.
But, I mean, if the fight is for freedom and liberty,
yes,
it's enough of an uphill battle to do it in the United States. It's enough of an uphill battle to do it here in New Hampshire as part of, like, the freedom migration movement, right? To put China on top of that and go, like, no, man, the real threat is China in, like, 50 years. Like, let's work a little bit more local first, and well, then cross that bridge when we get there.
I decided the freedom activists in Hong Kong called out to the world press to come to Hong Kong and see their plight.
Yeah.
I heeded that call. I went to Hong Kong in January of this year. Yeah, January of 2020 to see what's going on. I saw 500 people collected at an event for liberty and freedom and autonomy on a Wednesday at noon.
Understood.
You can't find that in the United States. On top of that, they're flying American flags.
Because it's a symbol of freedom and liberty to them.
To them, it is a symbol of freedom and liberty. And they hope to ingratiate themselves to the United States and Great Britain. By the way, the Great Britain has come out and vociferously condemned the China's actions. I mean, that's it. But
well, what else are they going to do?
Well, they could do a lot of things. China's military isn't exactly unstoppable at this point. It will be in the future, but it is not today.
I don't know if England is equipped to take on China.
England absolutely could, and they could certainly pressure the United States. I'm not advocating for that. But I've been watching videos, Melanie, on China. As obsessed as I might sound on the air, I'm that way in real life, too. Okay? This is not an act.
We don't have characters here. This is us.
I have watched a dozen videos on, you know, war games between China and Taiwan and how it plays out. And, you know, then looking at capabilities of Chinese different types of weaponry and these kinds of things. Their aircraft carrier that they've put out in the South China Sea right now doesn't even have the kind of cables that shoot an airplane off. It's got a little lift at the end. I mean, like, you know, it's...
Yeah. So they're a powerhouse.
Well, they are one of the world's powerhouses, but they don't have they haven't fought anybody.
Right.
At all. Like, they've really, you know, they have no track record. They have no veterans. They don't have any, they haven't lost to know how to win.
Okay.
And that's important. But as they continue to get better and better and steal more and more people's technology, they're going to have bigger and badder military, and they really, really, really do want to unite China by their standards of what uniting China looks like. And that's going to be Hong Kong. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you can do, but I can tell you that if it isn't done right away, Hong Kong's lost.
I would say Hong Kong's already lost.
The first thing I would like to say is the United States should open up its borders to the good people of Hong Kong. These people understand liberty. They understand what it is. They understand how to build an incredibly powerful economy. And
does the United States government want more people who understand freedom and liberty here?
No. But, I mean, you know, we can sneak them into New Hampshire. If they're actually anarchists, let's sneak them into New Hampshire.
All right.
If not, then they can stay where they are and argue over, you know, 500, you know, gradients of statism.
I do believe that Saipan, that a person from Hong Kong can get to Saipan relatively easily.
Okay.
But I don't think they know that. I mean, people don't know what Saipan even is. I just mentioned it here. It's the largest island of the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and they could go to any of the islands of the Northern Mariana Islands. It's as big as a county. It's 55,000 people in the Northern Mariana Islands, and that's probably over, you know, guessing too many. And about a third of them are illegal immigrants.
Good. So get there. I mean,
that's what I would recommend for.
Yeah. But the town itself, or the principality of Hong Kong,
yep,
basically a lost cause. The best you can do is get those activists who want liberty and want more freedom out and get them somewhere where they can at least exercise those beliefs a little more freely.
Yeah, I wish it was. I wish it wasn't a lost cause there. I really don't know what else to say. I mean, I think it may be, you know, either the United States military or one of the top 10 militaries in the world has to come to the rescue of Hong Kong, or at the very least, open up immigration for those people to...
Still got to get them out. If China locks
right
down,
now they can
get
fly,
them out.
They can fly out. I mean,
okay.
if they can see the handwriting on the wall,
yeah,
then they can fly out and get out.
Until China starts to see that as well, and then, you know...
So what comes after Hong Kong? Is China just going to stop there? Oh, they'll just stop at Macau. Oh, no. They'll stop at Hong Kong. Oh, no. They'll stop at... What's the next one?
Well, that's the thing, right? It's a weird thing to imagine, but it's, for me, the geographic borders are set, right? In my mind, this is China, this is the United States, that's Russia, you know, Mongolia, India, whatever, right? But do you really see China just expanding across all of Asia?
No, I think they're going to go to Taiwan, and then they're going to use soft power and perhaps some hard power to increase their influence in Africa and to some extent South America.
Okay.
Now, when they go into South America with their soft power, I don't know what the United States is going to do, because the United States has basically issued a warning to the world, you better stay the hell out of South America.
So they get Africa then?
It's beginning to look that way. I don't know whether... It's hard for me to think that this is a good thing.
Okay.
I certainly don't. And
well, there are lots of not good things that I don't have solutions to.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard thing for me to imagine how it's going to affect me in my lifetime to that extent. Right? All right, China invades Africa and starts exporting diamonds? Across the...
Mineral rights are important to them, yes.
Yeah.
Soft power, basically they make loans, and then when the loans can't get paid because they gave loans to, you know, irresponsible despots, then they own more things and the people's countries are taken from them. Not that they were their countries in the first place. The only thing I can do as a talk show host is interview people from Hong Kong,
yeah,
and presumably Taiwan and places like that.
That's worth drawing attention to.
And that's all I can do.
Okay.
And it's what I intend to continue to do, because I think that this is an organization that needs to be opposed. I don't recommend violence, but if you don't do
how
it soon,
you oppose a country.
Freeze.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues, just constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.